So you know what my favorite loans are to do right now?
Yeah, what?
VA loans.
Why?
Because right now, interest rates are low. VA loans have no mortgage insurance, and I can cash out people all the way up to the property value. That is 100% cash out to pay off debt, do home improvement. It's absolutely amazing.
Get out of town. That sounds like a deal.
It is amazing. And not only that, but interest rates have come down, which means that they may be able to take out some money and keep their payment very
close. Say that again. They've gone down?
They have gone down, and they might be able to keep that payment almost at the same place as where they're paying today. So you know what they do?
What do we do?
They call me, Mortgage Mom, 844-935-3634. Let's see what we can't do for you guys. You're veterans and you deserve this kind of a loan.
844, we lend for you.
Good morning, Gonzalo, Mortgage Mom Radio. How are you?
Good. Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're great. We're so sorry we weren't quite ready when you called us, but we always call everybody back. So go ahead and ask us your question. I believe you were wondering if you should refinance your VA loan.
Yeah, so I'm new to the game. I purchased my home back in December 2018. I had to buy down my interest to 4.75. It wasn't that much money, so we did. But now I'm getting a lot of things in the mail regarding my interest rate, lowering my interest rate somewhere around 4.25, which is a whole half point. I'm wondering if it's too early in the game to refinance. I don't have that much equity in the house. Again, because I just bought it, we did put a large down payment on it. But if I were to refinance, it wouldn't be to pull money out. It would just be to lower my interest rate and then maybe lower my mortgage. But again, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, no. So it's not too early in the game. As a matter of fact, it's probably a perfect time for you because you're not 5 years, 7 years, 10 years into that 30-year mortgage. So you're right at the very beginning. You're not going to lose a whole bunch because you've, you know, already made years of mortgage payments. You're actually, you know, you will start over at the 30-year mark, but you've only been in that home for about 6 months. So it's actually not too early. It's very good timing for you. It's something that I actually planned on talking about today on the show about doing FHA and VA refinances right now. You could, depending on your loan size, your credit score, all those things we take into effect, but you could end up in the very low fours, if not, you know, into the higher threes. Rates have definitely come down quite a bit. And depending on that loan balance, you may end up saving a good amount of money per month. So definitely something that I would suggest that you give us a call, you know, either after the show is over today or, you know, next week or when you're available, you're convenient. We really love it when people send us emails. I know, you know, sometimes when we get busy with life, it gets difficult to get on the phone, and that's something that we can definitely do through email as well.
Good, cool. Follow-up question. How much, I mean, is that going to, am I going to, how much is that going to cost me to refinance?
So it really just depends. The refinance costs are there no matter what. And this is a great question, too, because people ask that question every single time I take a phone call. The refinance, there's a title company. There's an escrow company. There's notary fees. There are recording fees with the county. There's credit report fees. No matter what you do, those fees are there. So there's two ways to do a refinance. One is called a no-fee refinance, which a lot of people talk about. And they hear it and they call very, very interested in that, in doing that. And basically what happens, those fees have to be paid no matter what. So it's not the loan company saying, hey, you know, we're going to do this one for free and not charge you those costs. Those costs are still there. They have to be done. But what they do instead is they give you a little bit higher interest rate so that they can get a rebate to pay for the closing costs for you. So that is one way to do it. Now, that's not necessarily my particular favorite way to do it, because if you take a higher interest rate, let's say a quarter of a percent higher in your rate, and I pay all of your fees, yes, you didn't incur those fees. But let's say that that's $36 or $3,700 of that refinance cost. You are not only paying, you know, a higher interest rate on that money, but you're paying a higher interest rate on your entire mortgage. So what is your mortgage balance right now?
I believe it's somewhere around 550, maybe like 554, something like that.
Right. So you're taking $554,000 plus the cost of the refinance, and you're paying at a higher interest rate on all of that money over the term of the loan. I'd rather you see it broken down, be able to know exactly what those costs were, and then you know, we give you the very lowest interest rate we possibly can. That way, if you want to make an extra payment to the mortgage, you've just paid those refinance costs off in one lump sum. Or maybe you make a little bit higher monthly payment a couple of times in a row, and now you've paid those off. So it's something that you can pay off, then have the lower interest rate and be saving through the rest of the loan. So I personally like it when we itemize it, you see it, and you add it to your loan balance. But there are no fee refinances that are available as well. But an average refinance, on average, costs about $3,600 to $3,700.
Okay, that's good. $3,600, $3,700.
Uh-huh. And it can all be added to your loan balance. And the only thing that you do pay out of pocket is for your appraisal, because obviously we have to pay the appraiser in advance to be able to get the report back to be able to close the loan. So that is the only thing that you pay in advance.
And how much would the, how much usually appraiser appraisal fees are, more or less about $1,000?
No, they're not that high at all. So you are a veteran, so the VA does charge, they have their fee. We have to order the appraisal through the VA. And so your appraisal would be $600. If we're doing a conventional loan or an FHA loan, it depends on the loan size and the property value. But those range anywhere from about $395 to about $525, $550. So it just depends on the loan. Yeah. But for you, with a VA loan, it would be $600. Now, one of the things that I would want to talk to you about offline, and I'm going to actually talk about it a little bit later, but is a VA Streamline refinance. And with a VA Streamline, we do not have to charge you for an appraisal. So we could truly just charge you for the cost to do the refinance, drop the interest rate, and get you rolling forward.
But what with a Streamline, I take it that's a little bit faster.
Yeah, I had the same reaction. What's that?
Right, what's a Streamline? So FHA and VA have what's called a Streamline refinance. And basically what they do is they let us just take your balance and basically drop the interest rate on it. Now, there are fees no matter what. It's a brand new loan, so we still have to get title insurance. We still have to go through escrow, and the notary's got to sign all the documents with you. But the thing that they don't require is the appraisal, because the loan is already there. So if we do just a Streamline refinance, then you would be able to do it without your appraisal fee. One of the reasons I would want to talk with you off air, and anybody else that is listening, is that with a Streamline refinance, they have very specific guidelines over how long that you've had to have held and owned the property before you can do a Streamline refinance. You do have to lower your interest rate at least by 0.5% from where it's at right now. And we do have to make sure that the amount of savings that you're earning by doing the refinance will actually pay back any and all fees on the loan within a 36-month period. So the VA and FHA, being government loans, they are looking out for the best interest of the borrower, and they're not going to allow the streamline refinance unless there is truly a benefit. You're saving money, you're saving enough money to pay the costs of the refinance, and you know your payment is being reduced. So that is something that we definitely talk about off air, and if we can get you into that Streamline, that would be the direction that I would look at.
Got it. Last question.
Sure.
Because I talked to a whole bunch of my friends. So a 30-year fix versus a 15-year fix or a 15-year loan. Some of my friends tell me that, hey, it only adds maybe a couple $100 to your mortgage, and it brings down your 30-year loan to 15 years. What's the real deal?
You're not just adding a couple $100 a month. You're actually adding a lot more than that.
Oh, that was false, huh?
That was a little bit false. Mm. It really depends on the loan size. I mean, if you have a $100,000 loan, it might be a couple $100, and yeah, it's a 15-year instead of a 30. But when you're in, you know, the situation that, you know, Gonzalo's in, where he's got a loan amount that's in the $500,000 range, it's going to be a lot more than a couple $100. So that is, I love 15-year fixed rate mortgages. I think that they're fantastic. I think the faster you can pay your balance down, the more equity that you have, just sets you up later in life for, you know, a better retirement. But at the same time, it's all about cash flow. It's all about what can you afford. And if that 15-year fix is going to stretch you, then you're just going to end up using the credit cards and going into debt into other places. So that's not necessarily beneficial. We do have 20-year loans, 25-year loans. So it's something that, again, that we can talk about you personally. How much are you paying today? How much are we going to save you with the refinance? And then maybe taking that additional savings and either dropping the amount of the monthly the monthly payments and you adding extra, which pays it off faster, or shortening up the term to try to get that payment to be about the same as what you pay today, but you've got a shorter term mortgage. So again, all things that are very, very specific to you personally that we would want to talk about with a consultation and really truly decide, is this going to be a beneficial direction for you to go, and should you do it, or should you wait?
Got it. Thank you for your time. I guess I'll shoot you my email and then we'll talk again later. Yeah,
absolutely. You can always email me at Debbie@mortgagemomradio.com. It's really that easy. If you go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, it'll say contact us. You'll send me a message. It'll get through to my email that direction as well.
Got it. Mortgagemomradio.com.
You got it. Thank you very much. You have a fantastic morning.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
See, that's how it's done when you call 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That's 844-935-3634. Or text the word MOM to 474747. Can you talk a little more about that FHA and VA streamlining thing? Because that's new info, right?
It is. Well, it's not new info. It's just a lot of people don't know about it. So
New to me.
It's new to you, and you've been around for a little while now, Barry. So if it's new to you, there's been listeners that don't know. So let's do it. Let's talk about it. So a VA and an FHA, most of the time I get the phone calls, not on VA. VAs are fabulous loans. There's no mortgage insurance. People are getting into homes with zero down payment. Really just a fantastic loan program. In general, FHA, honestly, is a fantastic loan program in general as well. And a lot of people don't know that. It's got a stigma that it's this horrible loan product. Oh, my goodness, I have an FHA. Everybody stop freaking out that you have an FHA. Number one, you're in an FHA for a reason. You're not a veteran. You needed to get into your house with a lower down payment, or your credit score was was low on the low end. There were maybe some credit challenges. Maybe you had a previous bankruptcy or a foreclosure. There's reasons that you go into an FHA loan, which if it wasn't for that FHA loan, you wouldn't be a homeowner. So you know what? We should all be clapping and saying, woohoo, FHA right now, because we wouldn't be homeowners. So an FHA loan is not a horrible loan. What FHA does have is mortgage insurance. Conventional loans have mortgage insurance. So, again, I think it takes a bad rap. The problem with the FHA loan is that the majority of the time, unless you put down at least 10% when you bought that house, if you put down less than 10%, your mortgage insurance will never fall off. So it's going to stay on the loan for the lifetime of the loan. So if you've got a lot of equity in your home, then it's something that we might want to talk about doing a refinance to drop the mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance is not tax deductible. So even if the payment is identical, we give you a higher interest rate on the conventional loan and pay off the FHA loan. As long as the payment is identical, you're actually saving money because everything you're paying is in interest. Interest is tax deductible on your tax return. So, a lot of people are, I want to get out of my FHA. I want to get out of my FHA. But there's a lot of people that can't get out of the FHA. Either their credit score still isn't fantastic, so they're not going to qualify for the conventional option, or they don't have the equity yet that it makes sense at this point to do the refinance to conventional. But now interest rates have dropped and they could take advantage. If you got a loan in...
Wait, say that again. Interest rates have dropped.
Rates have dropped. So
okay.
Now, so
just
we,
a little louder for the people in the back.
Interest rates have dropped. Uh-huh. But we don't want you to not be able to take advantage of that lowered interest rate. So what we have is the streamline refinance. So FHA will allow us to do a streamline refinance, which means we don't have to do another appraisal. Sometimes we don't even have to do income qualifying. So I need to take your application. I need to know where you work and the telephone number to, contact, make sure you're employed, but I don't have to get pay stubs. I don't have to get tax returns, W-2s. So the streamline process is just a much easier process. And it's basically to make sure that we're just dropping the interest rate, dropping the monthly payment, and providing you with those savings. So if you're not in a situation that you're ready to go from FHA to conventional, FHA has a streamline refinance program. If you bought a home or refinanced your home anywhere within 2018, there is a very, very good chance that we are close to, if not a 0.5% better right now in interest rate. So it's definitely something that if you haven't called me already, emailed me already, or texted me, you need to do that because we need to talk. It could be something that takes fairly simple. Takes a couple of weeks to close because there's no appraisal, and it's a fairly simple process, and we could be saving you money. So Streamlines on FHA and VA are here, and something that you should be doing if you have one of those loan types. And if you're an FHA borrower and not quite ready to get into that conventional loan, let's at least save you some money per month.
I like that. Before we take your calls next at 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU, 844-935-3634, let's take a text from the text line. How about
okay.
it?
Okay, yeah, let's
text
do it.
The word MOM to 474747. Here's one from the 310. It says, hey, so my parents are in debt over $20,000, and they're trying to buy a home, but the bills are too high to even try. What can we do?
So in that situation, you know, I actually get a lot of people that ask me, can I get a home loan and get enough money to consolidate my debt at the same time?
Yeah, it sounds...
And that's not something that you can do. We've got to get the debt taken care of before we buy the house. Now, if you can qualify to carry the debt that you have, and you know, debt is not just in the form of credit cards. Debt is, you know, you have a car payment, you've got a balance on that car payment. You have obviously credit cards, you have student loans, you have personal loans. We have to be able to qualify for the new mortgage payment with the debts that you have, or we need to get rid of the debts before you're ready to buy the house. So sometimes this is where we talk about planning and talking to us and giving us a call and letting us actually create that roadmap, that path, you know, to get you where you want to go. But in this situation, if they're having a difficult time, you know, affording the bills that they have and thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to go buy a house and the payment's going to be there as well, then they really need to figure out how to get rid of that debt. So maybe looking at a debt consolidation loan, if that's possible. Possibility for them. Sometimes when you do pay it all off, wrap it into one with a debt consolidation, a personal loan, sometimes you can end up with a little bit better monthly payment on all of that debt. Even if that monthly payment is a little bit higher, most of those personal loans are, you know, 2-3 years long. So at least that debt has an end date where a credit card doesn't. So those are, you know, some of the maybe suggestions that I could give.
Yeah, maybe let's spend a year paying that off and then maybe be a homeowner in 2020.
Exactly. I mean, we want to help everybody right now today, but sometimes it's just not possible.
You just helped them right now with the timeline idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? But if we don't give them that idea, or we don't talk to them or give them that path of assistance, then we won't get them there. So we do need to make sure that we're, you know, getting them what they need. Mm-hmm.